What's going on, Dog Pound? I'm Andrew Gribble here with Dustin Fox, and we're just wrapping up the first day of Senior Bowl practices here from Mobile, Alabama. Now, Dustin, the big name here is coming from a small school.
Yeah.
That's Carson Wentz, the quarterback out of North Dakota State, getting some projections that he could be an early first-round pick. Browns have the number two pick. What did you see today?
Well, first off, he's the bell of the ball, obviously. He is the guy that everybody's talking about. The buzz, seemingly, when you got off the airplane at the airport was all about Carson Wentz. To me, I obviously passes the look test. He had the huge hands this morning, measured 6'5" and a quarter, I believe, and 235 pounds, and had 10-inch hands, which is something that, you know, the analytics guys may want to look at a little bit,
yeah,
because he's got big hands. He can grip the football. Obviously, out here today, passed the test, made all the throws. It's day one, and it's an opportunity for him to get better and impress these guys. But I think for overall, for the first day, did a pretty good job.
Yeah, it's early, but yeah, these practices are very important,
yeah,
probably more important than what happened on Saturday.
Yeah.
What stood out to you at the North practice today?
It was good tempo from everybody involved, but again, it's kind of like getting the jitters out. I think these players are starting to realize, as you say, the fact that it is more like a game type of atmosphere. Remember, a lot of people leave and don't even attend the game on Saturday because it's all about this and all about these reps these guys get during the week.
Yeah, I spent a good amount of time today at the South practice. Mm-hmm. One thing that stood out to me today was Noah Spence, the former Ohio State defensive end, now played for Eastern Kentucky,
mm-hmm,
racked up huge numbers for the Colonels, mm-hmm, and the intensity he brought could not be contained within the whistle. He was going beyond the whistle, which maybe showed a little bit, mm-hmm, maybe too much excitement, but coaches love that intensity. They love that fire, and I think that's why he's a guy, even with maybe the issues he had in college, projects as a late first-round kind of pick.
Sure.
Just a loaded defensive line class at the South includes Darren Reed of Alabama, Sheldon Rankins of Louisville, and he's really doing his part to try to stand out. As we said earlier, it's just begun. We're going to be here for day two and day three of practices, so stay tuned to ClevelandBrowns.com and the Cleveland Browns mobile app for even more.